It's in an area so remote, they say you can look at the power poles in the distance and actually see the curvature of the Earth. Program manager Andy Wyborg and others have been working for a year to build a simulated city, complete with some emergency vehicles on the edge, a chlorine gas tank in the middle.
The tank itself was actually manufactured in the state of Utah.
George Famimi, director of the Chemical Services Analysis Center for Homeland Security, says there's a lot of interest in this test.
This is the first time that this large of a chlorine release has been done in a controlled environment.
Researchers hope the tests can provide data that can be analyzed for decades to come. Mark Tuke, KSL News Radio.